So I just read this paper on repository context for coding agents, and I'm sitting here thinking, every agent I've seen spends half its time rediscovering the same file paths.
Yeah.
Like, it finds a file, reads it, then three turns later it's grepping for the same symbol and doing the whole search again. CodeNib is basically saying, stop doing that. Build the views once, keep them fresh, and reuse them.
Okay, I'm into that premise. But the paper's real move is not just reuse, it's that they're treating repository context as a data systems problem, not a model problem. Three separate views, lexical, dense, and structural. Each one has a different physical layout, a different update path, and different costs.
Right, right.
So a BM25 index is cheap to maintain and good for exact term search. An embedding store is expensive to build, but fast for semantic retrieval. A graph of symbols and dependencies needs graph repair logic when code changes. The paper says, don't collapse these into one abstraction. Keep them separate, measure each one independently, and compose them at query time.
That's the thing I really liked. They're not claiming that one view is better. They're saying the three views solve different problems, and you need all three to be honest about the trade-offs.
Exactly. And here's where the system's work matters. They built a manifest, basically metadata about each view per commit. Which views are available, which are stale, what the update latency was. Then everything gets mapped back to repository relative source ranges, so the views actually align.
So when an agent query comes in, CodeNib knows exactly which views.
Right, and the measurements are honest about where the wins actually are. Static navigation, using pre-computed symbol locations instead of a live language server, reproduces the live server's paths on 63% of requests. On that subset, it's 4.7 times faster. But on the other 37%, it doesn't match, so they don't claim a speed up. That's the integrity of the paper.
That's such a good discipline. Most papers would bury that or claim a blended average.
The incremental maintenance numbers are striking. When they update a graph or embedding index after a code change, they get 8.7 times and 25.4 times speedups compared to rebuilding from scratch. But they only report those speedups when the updated output matches an independent rebuild.
So the adoption story is, teams that want this need to own the manifest maintenance and the update verification. It's not a drop-in library.
Exactly. But that's also why the paper matters. It's not claiming to solve everything. It's saying, here's the data system's decomposition, here's how to measure it, here's where the wins are real and where the trade-offs exist. That's infrastructure thinking.
And the agent teams that recognize this problem, that their agents are burning tokens on repeated discovery, they could look at this and build it, or someone could package it as a service.
That's the question for the next 6 months. Does someone ship a CodeNib-shaped thing as a hosted service or a library? Because the infrastructure is clearly valuable, but adoption depends on ease of integration.
And whether the gains hold on real changing code bases at scale.
Right. The paper is honest about the limits.
This is the kind of paper that makes agent infrastructure actually usable instead of just smarter. Which, I mean, that's kind of been the pattern with us the last year or so. The win is not the model, it's the harness.
Yeah.
Okay, so if someone is going to build with this, the paper doesn't link to a CodeNib repository or a hosted version. The measurements are in the paper, but there's no go try this artifact that I can see.
Right. This is a research contribution, not a shipped product. But the design is concrete enough that a team could implement it. Build the view compiler, the manifest system, the incremental maintainers, and the agent runtime. The paper walks you through the architecture.
So it's a blueprint for teams that want to own their repository context infrastructure.
Exactly, which is probably the right move for any serious agent deployment anyway. You don't want your agent's context to be a black box.
All right, so the takeaway, agents don't have to rediscover the repository every turn. Build the views once, keep them fresh, serve them through explicit policies, and measure what actually works. And if you're shipping agents, this is the kind of infrastructure that makes them cheaper and faster.
And honest about the trade-offs. That's the whole thing.